You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Acts chapter 12, verse 21 to 23. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "It is the voice of a god, and not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. Did you know this actually happened? Now, you will think that when people praise you, it is not you praising yourself. It is other people who are doing it. So that will not put you in any problem with God. But you could see here that it's different. Now, do you know why they spoke the way they spoke about Herod? There was a problem. If you read the earlier verse 20, and Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord to him, having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace because their country was nourished by the king's country. In other words, they needed his favor, so they needed to flatter him. They needed flattery. So as Herod was speaking, they said, "No, this is not the voice of a man, this is the voice of God," so that Herod will feel great and he will grant them their request. Did you know it's the same thing today? People will flatter you. They will speak highly of you so that you can appreciate them, so that you can think that they are on your side or that they respect you. It's very dangerous. In fact, I want to warn us, please stop praising preachers. You know, people invite me for programs and they will be describing me as marriage expert, marriage coach. Honestly, I am none of those things. And I'm not trying to be humble. It's the reality. How can I be marriage expert? Marriage that I didn't create. If I'm expert, please, what then is God? What is Holy Spirit? What is Jesus? And we feel that this thing is normal. You know, I was at one of the program recently, and I had to correct the presenter that, "I'm sorry, I'm not a marriage expert. The Holy Spirit is a marriage expert." You see, it's important I do that, not because I want to put that person under the bus, but it's important for my own soul. Because all of this self-praise, if I just keep quiet and say, "Well, I don't know why they are doing it," I can be struck dead. I don't deceive myself. Brethren, let's stop it. Let's stop all this human praising. We don't need it. They were praising Herod. Do you know that Herod would not have being in problem if he has said, hey, "I know you need my favor, but my voice is not the voice of God. Don't let us take it to that level. I am not God." But I tell you today, many preachers are being treated like God. Adult want to talk to you, they have to kneel down, and you are not even thinking. Anywhere you go, everybody is behaving as if God had arrived. You are entering a church premises and then people are rolling on the ground to welcome you. And you think that is honor. That is the greatest foolishness you can display. What is honor in that? How is it honor that people are kneeling for you everywhere? Everywhere, kneeling for you. Who are you? Everybody is trying to speak nice of you and you are feeling good about it. Brethren, let's stop it. You know, if you want to invite a preacher, simply, we thank God for Broshegun. He will be speaking to us today. Is that not enough? Why? Hey, he's a great man of God. This man is, do you know, is lie. All those things is lie. Let's stop it. We are all brethren. Let's keep it that way. Let's all remain brethren. What are we looking for? Today, people will be offended if you don't call them apostles. As if when their mother gave birth to them, they named them apostle. What is in all of this nonsense? Is it not okay that, do we call Jesus by any title? Don't we just call his name? So why should people not call me Shegun? Why, if you call me Olusegun, why should I be offended? When I call Jesus, Jesus, what do I add anything to his own name? Look at what we are doing. Jesus, we will call his own name Jesus. And then to call me, people will be saying, I don't know how to address you. How else do you want to address me? My name is Olusegun. What else do you need? I don't know whether pastor. No, please. And if you know people that they will be offended if you address them by their name, then what are you doing with those kind of people? What exactly are you doing with them? I didn't come to this world with any title. I will not leave this world with any title. In the basic, we are all brethren. Every one of us, we are all brethren, no? And why can't we remain like that? Why do we need all of these flattery words to describe one another? Why? The disciples were all brethren. They could question Peter. They could caution Peter. They could ask for explanation. And he would respond. They called him Peter. So let's be careful of all this praise. Herod didn't praise himself. They praised him. But they praised him into trouble. Please be wise. Don't let people flatter you into trouble. By the time they begin to speak so highly of you, once you get the mic, tell them you are nothing. Tell them because you are nothing. Look at Paul. When they say, these are gods, they didn't make the mistake that Herod made. They tore their clothes. They had to look for ashes. Were they going about with ashes? They had to go and look for ashes, pour it on themselves to look like a madman. So that when you see them, you say, so they are even ordinary. To see the way they are even behaving like stupid people. Exactly. That's how they want you to see them. But today, people enjoy it. I pray you will never enjoy such. I pray you will never enjoy such. Brethren, brethren, God is God, though. You are not the I am that I am. You are not the beginning and the end. You are not Alpha and Omega. You do not dwell in light inaccessible. We are brethren. We have only obtained mercy. We are unprofitable servants. We have only done what we have been told to do. Let's keep it that way. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.